Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to another Drosh. You are here of Live with the Times, Shalach Lecha, the sixth portion, sixth Aliyah. And today, the Aliyah talks about Challah, specifically about Challah. And, it's been such a heavy, heavy week of catastrophe in terms of what the parse is talking about. I think it's due for a joke, right? So there's this comedian, Mitch Hedberg, used to be around, and he said, you know how they call it corn on the cob, corn on the cob, but that's how it comes out of the ground, so they should call that corn, right? They should call every other version of corn, corn off the cob. It's not like if you take off my leg, you call my leg Maynard. But then you reconnect it, you call me Maynard altogether, right? So silly joke, but it corresponds to today with challah, right? Because we call, when we have challah, when we call it the bread, we call them challot, challah. But really, the challah is what? The challah is when you separate it, right? The challah is really when you separate it. It's not the what's left over, it's what you separate, right? It's actually what you give to the Kohen, right? And the Rambam actually says that the original commandment of challah was only be taken in Eretz Yisrael. But the rabbis, so we wouldn't forget it, instituted that we should take it everywhere. So it's very interesting. And this corresponds once again to Shalach Lecha that we screwed up. Why do we screw up? That's what we were talking about yesterday, right? We need to get back to the basics. When you think of others, didn't I think that we're not better? And that's what challah is about. It's about thinking about others. It's about giving to others. Right? It's about we fell because we were being selfish. As we said in the very first Aliyah of the week, right? The spies knew what they were doing when they went, and they did it because it was for their benefit. Shalach lecha, as opposed to oseh lecha with Noah. As it says, as opposed to Lech Lecha to Rabbeinu, as opposed to Oseh Lecha to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? When the spies decided to go Shalach Lecha, it was actually for their benefit and no one else's. So how do we correct this? And when the people cried, why they cried? They cried because they, woe is me, they were complaining, woe is us, that Hashem brought us out to die in the desert. And they got it all off track. They were thinking about themselves. So how do we counteract this thing when we think about ourselves? I once heard a story of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and they would say, Rebbe, how is it possible that you do so much? You do so much, you hardly ever sleep. Me, I'm full of worries and this and that going on. I said, that's the problem. You're full of worries because you're not doing enough for other people. The more that you do for more other people, the more energy you have. I don't sleep. I don't think about it myself. Who has time to think about themselves? You have anxiety because you're thinking about yourself all day and all night. You're not helping other people. Right? So it's a big issue in that regard. And that's why the Torah says to come back and to think of other people. Separate first the good stuff for other people, not the stuff left over. This is the main thing, is the challah. The challah is the main thing. Is separating before. This is what makes Kedusha. Kedusha is that it's separate. The Jews are holy because they're separate from the world. Everything that's separate from the world, people want to be. You wonder why we talk about Tznius. Tznius is not a thing for men, or not just for women, it's also for men. Why? Because Kedusha is things that are covered, that are hidden, that are separated. All right, everybody wants to be out there, everything, and they're missing the whole point. Right, and that's the whole point, is that we miss the point a lot. Right, there's another joke from Mitch Hedberg. Right, and he says, you go to the pizzeria and the guy gives you the smallest slice possible. He says, if the pizza was a pie chart for what people do if they won $1 million, the slice was the donate to charity slice. It's like, I would like to change this for the keep it, right? So it's a funny joke, but this is really how people think. They want to keep the good stuff and not give anything away. And if they do, they give away the scraps. This is an aspect of Cain. This is why Cain got upset when his offering wasn't taken, because he gave him the lowly, bad stuff. right? And Hebel, he brought the choicest things, right? So when we're feeling down, when we're feeling not like ourselves, it's an indication that we have to get out there and talk to somebody. And even better yet than talking to somebody, we have to give to other people. We have to ask people what they need and to show up for them and to be there for them. A lot of people going through a lot these days, right? Not just in Eretz Yisrael, not just in Eretz Yisrael with all the wives with their husbands in Miluim, the kids with their fathers in Miluim, the people in Miluim going through whatever they need, right? There's so many different ways to help people, but also around the world. There's so much anti-Semitism being felt. There's so much stuff going on with inflation and money and people feeling so much fear. How can we help other people? And that's the key, is to help other people. And the more that we give, the more that we get. Right? The more that we become the challah, the more that we become challah, the more that we realize that we're that big challah that people call the challah. Right? So the more that we give, we end up getting in more ourselves. So in this way, we should be zoche to give so much, to think of other people, to be there for other people. And in this way, we're going to see that everybody is thinking about everybody else, and everybody has their needs met in every single way. There is no ism. There's no more communism, no more capitalism, no more anything in this way that people are momish, helping each other, that everybody's supported and everybody's doing their part and contributing. And in this way, we're going to see momish, a paradigm shift that brings in, ushers in the coming Moshiach, the third Beis HaMikdash, speedily in our times of time.